From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Lawson. The Columbia City Council voted 4-2 last night to recognize the East Campus Traditional Neighborhood Association as a separate entity from the East Campus Neighborhood Association. The Columbia Missourian reports the new association, made up of landlords who want their interests better represented in the neighborhood, while the second is a longstanding association made up of mostly homeowners. Mayor Brian Treese and 3rd Ward Councilman Carl Scala voted against the resolution to recognize two associations. 6th Ward Councilwoman Betsy Peters abstained from the vote. The council heard at least an hour and a half of public comments, with over 20 local residents speaking on both sides of the issue. The group fighting a ballot measure that would make Missouri a right-to-work state has outraised its opponents by more than $4 million. Right-to-work laws ensure nobody can be forced to join or pay dues to a union as a condition of employment. The Missouri Ethics Commission released fundraising totals this week, which show a large financial advantage for We Are Missouri, a pro-union group. It's raised almost $5.5 million and more than 3 times the amount of money on hand as its opponents. In contrast, the 3 groups campaigning in favor of right-to-work pulled in more than $1.2 million and have a little more than $1 million left for the final 3 weeks of the campaign. The election is August 7th. A proposal for a high-voltage power line carrying wind energy across the Midwest has received a jolt of new life after the Missouri Supreme Court ruled the regulators wrongly rejected it. Today's court ruling means that Missouri must reevaluate whether Clean Line Energy Partners deserve approval for a $2.3 billion project that would build one of the longest electric transmission lines in the United States. Plans call for the line to run from wind farms in western Kansas across Missouri and Illinois before hooking into a power grid in Indiana that serves the eastern U.S. Clean Line has been working on the so-called Grain Belt Express power line since 2010, but hasn't been able to start construction because of regulatory hurdles. A significant and unexpected staff shortage might cause a delay in trash pickup today, according to a city news release. The Columbia Missourian reports Tuesday is considered the city's busiest day for trash pickup, and it prefers to have 26 employees working the day's routes. The city only has 20 staff members working Tuesday's routes. This is because there are unfilled job positions for trash pickup, according to the city's job listings. Some employees are on vacation as well. City workers will work late to pick up all the trash off the affected routes for customers, according to the news release. If recyclable materials cannot be collected, then the city advises residents to leave the materials on the curb to be picked up later this week. There is no change expected for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday routes, according to the release. I'm Madison Lawson, KBIA News, Columbia.